Welcome to the Keystone Kickoff Show from the Labatt Blue Studio. Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Bleed blue and white, drink blue and light. And don't forget to try the new Labatt Blue Light Seltzer Variety Pack, available at retailers throughout Pennsylvania.
It's quarter number two of the Keystone Kickoff Show, brought to you by DraftKings. And football fans, DraftKings, the official daily fantasy partner of the Super Bowl 55, is bringing back their golden ticket giveaway with up to $55 million in prizes up for grabs. All you have to do to get your share of these huge prizes is enter DraftKings' free Super Bowl prediction challenge. Once you submit your picks, you will get a free instant prize up to $25,000. And if you have the most predictions correct, you could win the top prize of $1 million. So download the DraftKings app now. Use promo code KSN to enter the free $55 million Super Bowl prediction challenge. Everyone gets an instant prize up to $25,000 just for playing. That's code KSN only at DraftKings, the official daily fantasy partner of Super Bowl 55. Terms, conditions, and eligibility restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com for details. And it is quarter number two of the Keystone Kickoff Show. I'm Jim Galante, along with Dustin Hawkinsmith. Dustin, I hope you get your entry into DraftKings, and then you could win that $1 million, and we could both retire, right? You'll remember your friends?
Listen, if I retired, if I'm a billionaire, the first thing I'm going to want to do is spend time with you, Jim, obviously.
Aw, Dustin.
Don't tell my wife. My wife, I said that though.
And if you get that $1 million, that's just a slight increase from your Keystone Kickoff pay, right?
I've been a long time thousandaire, Jim, and so yeah, I'm doing all right.
All right, Dustin. Let's talk football instead of finances. In quarter number one, we talked about the fact that wide receiver TJ Jones has decided to enter the transfer portal. That makes this a good time to take another look at the wide receiver position and see where we are. It's pretty easy to start with the top two. It was wonderful. Jahan Dotson has decided to come back. That's fantastic for the Nittany Lions. I think Parker Washington has definitely distinguished himself, and he's number two in the pecking order. Question is, then what?
Well, and that's, you know, that's a question that I think you take that a little further now without TJ Jones. You lose TJ Jones, you lose John Dunmore, and you lose, you know, kind of a layer of wide receiver depth that you don't really have now, which is that, you know, young but a couple years under their belt, maybe we're a year away from doing something special. You never know. So now what Penn State has is you've got your two guys, and it looks like, you know, I'm confident in saying, just because of the commitment they made to Keandre Lambert-Smith last year, that they feel like he's their number three guy. If he was their number three guy last year and he clearly wasn't really ready for that spot, it's hard to believe that that's going to change in 2021. So I'll put those three guys in that, you know, highly likely starter category. And then you do have a then what situation. You've got two other, I think, layers of wide receiver depth. You have the middling veteran guys who you know, is time up on them, or can they still salvage what's left? Daniel George, Cam Sullivan, Brown. I don't know the answer to that question. And then you've got completely unproven after that, guys that have either been on campus for a year or who will be arriving this summer. So it's an interesting situation. There's plenty of bodies, and I think this is one area. You know, Penn State's recruited and signed a lot of wide receivers over the years, maybe with this very expectation in mind that you're going to lose a couple along the way.
You know, Dustin, first off, let's start with Keandre Lambert-Smith. There was a lot of excitement and talk about him last year before the season started, only to see Parker Washington essentially eclipse him. But it's easy to forget, Keandre Lambert-Smith was a true freshman last year. So in your take on this, was it too much? Was he not prepared for it? Or do you just look at this as, hey, he was not a bad number three guy, and he's just going to get better from here?
I mean, I think it's probably a little bit of both, but I really feel like, you know, physically, this is a kid who needs to be closer to 200 pounds than 185 pounds. He looks small out there. I don't know that he was really ready for that responsibility. In a perfect world, you know, where, you know, you're not playing football through a pandemic and redshirt seasons exist, it probably would have made sense to sprinkle him in there for four games, that four game rule, and get him a little bit of experience without needing to rely on him. But, you know, Penn State went through it last year. They were trying really to find that number three guy, and Lambert Smith got an opportunity at that spot early in the season, and then they started some other guys, and then they came back around to him. Nobody really claimed that number three job, so it was almost his by default because of the upside that he had, and I think, you know, the belief that the coaching staff has in his future as a player. I think this is all going to pay off for him big, because he got a really up close and personal look at areas that he really needed to address this offseason. And keep in mind, he arrived in January last year and didn't have any spring practice or anything, disrupted, you know, the weight training part of it. He was one of the guys that, you know, could have really benefited from all that arriving early that he didn't get. So I think this offseason, if we see him, you know, be in that 195 to 200 pound range, and he can address some of those areas of his game, he's going to be a really good player for them. And I think he's going to be a really good player for them in 2021.
And I do believe in the end, whether he was totally prepared or not in 2020, that experience will be good for him. He could find out what it takes to be on the field in a big time college environment. That can only help him. And again, like you said, his first real off season with the strength and conditioning, I'm ready to see him play in 2021. I think he will be a good one. Also, you mentioned that, and things are split between, you got the veterans, then you got the very new guys, that was in between people, John Dunmore, TJ Jones gone. It's interesting, the veterans who stuck around, Daniel George and Cam Sullivan Brown. I know the histories of these two included injury. Kind of interrupted their progress. But here we are. Can either one of them make a difference this coming season? And if you had to put your money on one of the two, which one would it be?
I would still lean Daniel George. And it goes back to when he was going through the opening and that camp circuit, and he really showed an interesting mix of power and quickness and speed. I think athletically he's there. I think it's a little disappointing that he's had probably 2 years worth of opportunities to step into it and be that guy, and he hasn't done that. And that's something that it'll be interesting to see in 2021, whether he's slipped behind permanently, or maybe he was just a year or so later than Penn State staff would have hoped that he was. Cam Sullivan Brown, I think he can be an interesting role player. To me, he just looks better suited to be kind of that number four, number five guy, can maybe catch, maybe make a couple important catches along the way. I don't really envision his role growing significantly. Daniel George has the athleticism to think that that's still a possibility, although I think time's starting to run out on him.
Okay, Dustin, before we get to the incoming freshman, and there are a couple interesting names there, there's a couple guys who gotten forgotten. Freshman last year, Jaden Daunton, Malik Mega, and we have a junior college transfer in Norval Black. Are we hearing anything about those guys? Can they make the big step and be a contributor this year?
The good thing with those guys is they're three very different types of prospects. Norval Black is kind of he's a tactician. You know, he's not a big guy. It seems to have a way of running nice, precise, crisp routes. I think he needed obviously a year to figure out the college game. He's 6'1", 178. He'll be a junior, I believe, again next year. Malik Mega is a athletic specimen, you know, 6'4", 200 pounds, is a better athlete. I mentioned Daniel George being a really well-rounded athlete, just explosive quickness, size, speed, stuff you can't teach, obviously. Now it's up to Taylor Stubblefield to refine that and get the most out of that. So that's a different type of project that they'll be working on. Jaden Dotton is a big kid, 6'2", he's 185 now. I didn't really see a lot of high-end speed out of him, and that's maybe something that Dwight Gault can help bring out of him in the future. But he struck me as more of a big-bodied possession type guy that he can develop into. So you have three different types of prospects. The odds of at least one of them turning into a nice player, I think, are pretty high. You know, it's always a crapshoot. I don't think they'll go 3 for 3 with these guys. I don't know who's more likely to develop and who's less likely to do so. Malik Mega seems to be a little bit further away coming from Canada, but he's got the highest upside. They've got three different projects to take on there, and I do feel like one or two of them will pan out and be nice players for them. And then obviously the two guys who will be arriving this summer, I think, are really interesting as well.
That's right. Let's get to them. Two real interesting names: Liam Clifford, brother of Sean, and Lonnie White Jr., who just a phenomenal athlete. Probably wasn't as highly recruited as you might have thought he would be, because he has spent at least 1 year as the quarterback of his team before going back to wide receiver. And he's also a really good baseball player, so that factors in. He's going to be drafted this year also. So what can we expect from those two guys, Dusty?
Well, I mean, I think with Lonnie White, he's got that athleticism and that confidence and that smoothness about him where he can make pretty much anything he does look easy. I think that's going to give him a really good shot to develop really, really quickly at Penn State. I don't think they'd need to rely on him in 2021, but he's got that next level athleticism that makes you believe that even though he hasn't spent a ton of time at wide receiver, that he can thrive in that probably sooner than later. Liam Clifford, I love Liam Clifford. You know, athletically, he runs. He says again and again, he's faster than Sean, and Sean runs in the 4.5s. Liam's going to arrive in that category. I thought he showed a lot of polish. He was able to track the deep ball. He was a nice target underneath. I think he's going to be a nice player for Penn State. I'm not sure if we're looking at, you know, like an All-American or anything like that from him, a big-time impact guy, but I can definitely see him playing 3 or 4 years in this offense and accumulating, you know, some pretty nice statistics along the way. I think both of these guys have a higher-than-average shot at being important players for Penn State. And probably, again, you know, with Lonnie White, his athleticism, Liam Clifford, very technical, very driven, super talented and athletic himself. I think both of these guys probably sooner than later in their careers.
You know, the thing with Liam Clifford that surprised me when I saw him play, a couple of his high school games were on TV, is he was bigger than I expected him to be. And, you know, I don't know if it's the, oh, he's Sean Clifford's little brother, and that put something in my head. But he not only was, I listed at 6'1", 195, but he also seemed to use his body well to block out the defender, Dustin.
Yeah, I think he's got a little bit of everything. And he actually lost weight from his junior season to his senior season to get a little faster. So that's something to watch, too.
All right, good sign. That is it for quarter number two. Stick around for quarter number three.
DraftKings, the official daily fantasy partner of Super Bowl 55, is bringing back their golden ticket giveaway with up to $55 million in prizes up for grabs. All you have to do is enter DraftKings' free Super Bowl prediction challenge. Once you submit your picks, you will get a free instant prize up to $25,000. Download the DraftKings app now and use code KSN. That's code KSN only at DraftKings, the official daily fantasy partner of Super Bowl 55. Terms, conditions, and eligibility restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com for details.
This is where the temperatures are unkind. This is where water freezes in the blink of an eye. This is where the wind bites harder than a mid-ice cross check. This is where the beer is always on ice. This is Labatt Hockey, played the way Mother Nature intended. Labatt Blue is proud to support pond hockey and all the hardy souls that like to play it cool. This is Labatt Hockey.
Beer, Labatt USA, Buffalo, New York.